Blog Talk Radio.
Arbuckle, by the way, and it's an up-and-coming song for her new LP, and she will be on our show very soon. By the way, this is Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio, and this is Holly Steffi, and today I have two special guests with me, and I'm super excited because it's about things that I so totally love and just something that I think everyone else should know about. By the way, if you'd like to, you can go into the chat room, create an account, or you can listen live. The show will be available on iTunes and also on demand on Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio immediately after the show. Otherwise, go into the chat room if you want to give us a call, 347-677-1036. And I have today with me the CEO and marketing director of Cedar France, who make the most amazing candles and soaps and body creams and just the best stuff. And we're going to talk about all this really cool stuff and how it started, and also about the artist that we just had open with us, really great song. That song is just like going to become one of my favorites. But let me bring both of the guys on, and we're going to open this up for a Q&A. How are you guys? Welcome
hey
to the
there.
Show.
Hi, doing very good.
Are you both there?
Yeah.
Sound so
we're both here
meek
and so
mild.
Excited.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm so happy to have you both here. That song is really fantastic, Carlos.
I loved
and
it.
You had actually suggested Suzanne for that song, and actually everything she needs. I mean, hey, you know, guys, go to Cedar France and get a few things, and you'll have everything you need.
Well said.
Really,
exactly.
Seriously, that would be the coolest thing. And for everyone that doesn't know who Susan is, let's have Carlos tell us a little bit about Susan, and then let's get into about Cedar France and how it came to be and what Cedar France is to a lot of people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Ollie. Well, Susan
You're
Arbuckle.
Welcome.
Thanks. Susan Arbuckle is a local artist. She's here in Austin. And she's
mm-hmm.
actually an Austinite, what we call Austinites out here. And she's like established herself from a young age with like the deep roots and blues and gospel, inspirational music. And it's an artist
mm-hmm.
that I heard a couple years back, and I too just kind of just fell in love with her voice. It's amazing. You know, the sounds that she projects, it's almost like she's always like on stage on fire when you hear her live. It's amazing. And, you know, Austin is the outdoor music capital, you know, in the United States. So it's like there's so
yeah,
much talent
that's
here.
Yeah, telling me. It's
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, we have South by Southwest. We have so much come through here, which is great for the city,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you can imagine, for the commerce here. But Susan definitely just caught my eye. She was someone that I've been following for many years. So I find her online, and, you know, she's up on Facebook and everything like that. But she's an up-and-coming artist here in Austin, and I know she will be massively mega big very soon.
She's going to be huge. Yeah, I talked to her last night for a while, and we talked about the fact that I was going to be playing her songs today, and she was super excited, and what a lovely person, and what a great way. I mean, you guys are definitely really cool for promoting a friend. Like, that is really, really nice. And in the future, guys, stay tuned, because I will be having Susan on, I think, towards the end of next month or this month, because she's releasing a new CD, and that is a song that will be on the new CD that she'll be putting out. But thank you so much, Carlos, for bringing her into my world, because I've told her that's my new theme song. That's,
yeah.
That's,
you know, but besides,
that's such a great song.
It is, and besides that wonderful soulful sound that she has, and she projects, and she, you know, she's a songwriter, and everything.
Yeah.
She has these fun she has this fun song. I don't know if she's going to kill me for saying this on air, but she has this fun song called Chicken and Waffles, and
oh
it,
my God.
It's a wonderful song, and it's going to be amazing, and so I can't wait
to
have her on the show and really put that out there.
Yeah, her background is really amazing. She comes from a gospel singing in a choir, and I mean, when I talked to her for almost an hour last night, and she is a really genuine, real person. So, yeah, stay tuned, guys, for when I announce the show, and I will have Susan on, and we'll be playing more of her music and talking more up close and personal with her. But in the meantime, Robert.
Hello there.
Mr. Cedar France, CEO, let's talk about what Cedar France is and how it came to be. Let's talk about that.
It all came about by accident, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was working out of my home. I was doing mm-hmm. direct mail marketing for a large corporation and different agencies here in town in Austin. And my best friend back then wanted to do something different with his life and wanted to actually go to the trade shows and market and actually sell something. And well, of course, everything he did, I wanted to do something too. And he said, well, you can't just go there. You've got to actually figure out something to sell. You can't show up. So I started doing some bath and body care out of my home, out of my kitchen. And let me tell you what, it was exfoliation is not the word. This stuff would rip the skin. It was really crazy. But I went to the first trade show in Dallas, and we did okay, but we looked very, very professional. We had our lab coats on and our embroidered name, and the whole selling point of the products were that it had silk in it, and silk in Spanish means seda, S-E-D-A. So that's part of where the name came from, and back then it was Seda Cosmetics. So I came back home and had a few orders and was trying to figure out what to do. And he said, well, do a candle, because he had been in this wholesale gift business for many years. And he said, well, do a candle or something. And maybe that toile, that French pattern looking fabric, maybe something like that might be good. So I came back to my home office and went through all my pattern books and cut and pasted a bunch of different patterns and diagrams online. And the next show was in Atlanta, and we saved up our pennies and got a booth, and I had the worst possible booth. It was about maybe 5 feet by 3 feet. It was tiny. I could barely fit in there, and I had my little card table, and I was excited, it was in by the exit door. It was really pretty bad, but I lucked out that it was right next to the jewelry cash and carry
section. Oh, yeah.
That you had to walk right in front of me to get into the jewelry section. So the show started, and all of a sudden, these buyers, these ladies were stopping by, asking me all kinds of questions, and I had no idea what they were asking me or what they were saying, but I would write everything down as fast as I could, and they would ask me for different fragrances. All I had were cut out copies of little, on cardboard and the tassel of the little pagoda box that we package our candles in. And they would ask me, well, do you have a holiday fragrance? And I would say, oh, sure, it's fabulous. It's lost right now in FedEx. It's not here. But cause I didn't have it. I didn't know how I was going to make the candles. I didn't know anything. So at the end of the show, we met up back at the hotel, and we're grabbing something to eat, and he said, well, what happened? And so I pulled out of my bag this stack of papers, and he started looking at them, and then he took out his calculator, and I had over $7,000 in orders that first.
That's amazing. That's
crazy.
Amazing.
So,
and I just put the chat, and I just put the website, guys, for Cedar France. It's www.sedafrance.com. And when he talks about the pagoda boxes, we're going to talk about those too. But when you go there now, you're not going to just see one candle. You're going to see a million things that are amazing. And Carlos, being the marketing director, will talk about that more too. But so you made this first candle in your kitchen. And what was the fragrance of the candle?
One of them was the China Musk. And it was based on this sort of the chinoiserie theme of the French toile fabric. It was a black pattern with red edges on the box and a gold tassel. And it was very, very musky and amber and different kinds of woods. And it was really wonderful. And we had five fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started little by little, and the first year, I remember, we probably opened up 25 accounts.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. But I had no idea how I was going to make these candles. When I first bought my first container of wax to pour them from, it came in a box, and I thought to myself, there is no way I'm going to ever use this much wax because it's just so much. And it was really only about 25 pounds, I think. And so the next show we went to, we were very lucky, and the next show was New York show. I saved up some more money and took a leap of faith, and I had a little tiny booth, and we were well received. People were asking questions and wanted to come in and see what we were doing. And all of a sudden, this young man walked by, and he handed me his card. I was talking to some other buyers, and he said,
mm-hmm.
"Give me a call next week." And I said, sure. And so he just walked on by, and he gave me his card. And as soon as the people I was talking to left, I looked at his card, and it was the Oprah magazine.
Oh, my God. That's what I was going to tell everyone. Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, not only you started in the kitchen, did your first gift show, then went to another gift show. Now you have been in Lucky. You've been in Vogue, Marie Claire, Cosmo, Town and Country. I mean, Better Homes and Gardens, so many. And then also, Oprah Winfrey said it was she loves it as the perfect gift. It was one of her favorite things. And also Martha Stewart and all these people. I mean, unbelievable now. I mean, from going from a kitchen to
mm-hmm.
this huge success story.
So lucky.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it goes to show.
Yeah, and your whole tagline for this is it's the gift that needs no wrapping paper. Guys, when you go to this website, you'll see it. When he talks about the pagoda boxes, and I mean, it's really funny because they're very distinctive. Nobody else I've seen has ever done any packaging like this ever before. And they are the coolest candle pagoda boxes, and not only now are there the pagoda boxes, and we're going to be talking to Carlos a little bit more about the other collection. There's a cameo collection now. There's tins. There's beautiful. I mean, the stuff they have is just amazing. And not only is it just stuff, it's great things, and it smells good. And we're going to talk a little bit to Carlos a little bit about how the fragrance stays so real, and you don't really need a lot of it. But wow! So you want to? So what happened when you got the Oprah Winfrey card? How soon after that did you call and go on that show? And how was that presented?
Well, they were so wonderful to work mm-hmm. with. We talked the next week, and they said we'd love mm-hmm. to get some samples. Here's our payment information and our shipping information, please send us whenever you can. And it took almost a year to actually mm-hmm. go from that step to the actual being in the magazine. But
mm-hmm.
we had a little bit of warning, so we were preparing for it. And once we were in that magazine, it just changed everything.
Oh, yeah,
which
that
really was phenomenal for us mm-hmm. and so wonderful to work with. And we went from 25 stores to close to
mm-hmm.
400 stores.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the Oprah, we went, it was probably nearly 2,000 stores that we were selling to all over the country. And then we began selling internationally as well, as far as Japan and Australia and Europe. Harrods, for example, picked us up. And so it was a great experience to really go through that endorsement of Oprah. And one of her party designers, Colin Cowie, fell in love with the candle, and he actually
mm-hmm.
featured it on her television show. So that was that was a huge boost to business
mm-hmm.
as well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they don't really, I mean, if you go to the site again, SEDAFRANCE.com, and you just click around a little bit, you will see these candles and the other items in the collection. And I'm going to have Carlos get into that a little bit more. But this stuff is just pretty amazing. And I think there's a little bit of everything for you know, there's a little bit of something for everybody. You have, you know, your classic collection Then you have the Jardin Cedar France, and then the Cameo and the Boudoir, which is the latest stuff, which I got to see pictures of. It's amazing, guys. This is going to be so cool. When are you going to launch that, the Boudoir collection? I guess Carlos or
that's,
Robert,
yeah,
one
that's,
of you.
Yeah, that's actually coming out. Robert, do you agree? That's we're launching that in September.
It's coming out in September. We've already started featuring them at different shows.
And it's funny how you say it, you know, on air, boudoir, and, you know, probably people are out there, like, their ears are pointing up going, what? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people still don't know. A lot of our, you know, retail customers, our wholesale customers, a lot of people, followers of Cedar de France, still have no idea. I mean, it hasn't even been officially launched in social media or anything like that.
But I saw pictures.
You
so
did. You
like,
got the
oops.
Sneak peek.
They're pretty cool. I'm not going to even tell anybody what it looks like yet.
It's sort of like top secret
gonna be,
for a couple
it's
of months.
Be something, yeah.
No, it's like I was going to say, for a couple of months, we couldn't even talk about it within the office. It was like, this was
oh, I bet.
Like, you know, it was like Fort Knox in here, like Microsoft, you know. It was like, no one talk about the latest collection. So,
no.
But I'm happy. I'm finally happy. I think we both are, Robert and I, happy to see it's actually it's out there. It's circulating. We're going to do it, and I'm sure a beautiful launch for it. It's a wonderful mm-hmm. product. I'm sure we can just describe it a little bit and let people know.
Go
that
Go ahead.
His.
I know you're dying to. Go ahead.
I was dying to. I was itching to.
I know. Go for it.
It was.
I'm
we
already
are
sold,
featuring,
by the way.
Because you've seen the images, I'm sure people. I mean, even without looking at the images and just hearing the description, mm-hmm. for those that know Cedar de France and on our products, will know that we are featuring the Boudoir collection. Is actually a makeup of three of our top-selling fragrances, our signature fragrances. Almost it feels like saying, kind of like Chanel No. 5 is to Chanel. But we have our top-selling fragrances designed in a very feminine way, and the Boudoir collection, so much that we're actually featuring a beautiful tin in the shape of a dresser, a boudoir dresser, and it's a large candle. It's 32 ounces, I believe. Is that correct,
mm-hmm.
Robert?
Mm-hmm.
It's about 32 ounces of just fragrance. I mean, it's going to be amazing. People are already ordering it, you know, for those that we have, you know, released it to and so forth. So we're trying to get out there as fast as we can to all of our customers and letting them know about it, because it's totally something different. You know, we pretty much introduced the Pagoda box years ago, and we've seen that come around in the market, and other manufacturers, other companies are following us on that. So
yeah, well, they're not going to – it's going to be a copycat because, I mean, you guys are the original. But, you know – talking about the Pagoda box, Robert, how did the Pagoda box come to be? I mean, how did you decide that that's what you wanted to use, launch your candle, your first candle in?
Well, I've always gravitated towards the French aesthetic and design, mm-hmm. and I'd never been there, of course, till years and years later, but I've always really, really looked to that for inspiration and sort of the aesthetic of it. And so I knew I wanted to do something with the French toile fabric. And then just through different design ideas and diagrams and books that I had, I just started cutting and pasting and using a little color printer to get started and with that box. And no one had really printed anything like that before, so it took a while to find a great printer that could actually...
These are unbelievable. So, and tell me the fun stories we talked about yesterday on the phone about what people use them for when they take the candle out.
Well, we have so many people saying that. Well, we hate to throw them away, and we've seen pictures of different fans who have actually collected all of the boxes. So they may have rows
mm-hmm.
of them or bookshelves of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them actually cut a little slit on the back of the box, and they use them for a piggy bank, or even
that's great.
a pencil holder.
Mm-hmm.
Or even some people put a candle inside of it, and it sort of illuminates the box, and it looks wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell you, I did with all my tassels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. You know what, Holly? This gives us an idea. We should probably like ask people to. I'll do a campaign where people can send us photographs
send us
of what
picture.
They have done with their boxes on our Facebook over at Set of Friends
Facebook.
I bet Facebook.
I'd win.
And on Twitter, we should all post it on Pinterest. Just see what people have come up with the last 10 years with our pagoda boxes and what has developed.
You know, it would be cool.
That'd be amazing.
Putting a plant inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
You could put like a little thing underneath it and then put a little tiny plant inside the top of the box, top off. And then what I did was I took every one of my tassels that I collected over the years and put them on a string, and I have them hanging. They're really cool. They're just so cool. They're really neat. But the really cool thing about these candles are they do come out with limited collections of some. And I have one that has etched glass, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a candle that you can find on another site that we'll touch on briefly, which is www.everydayatnoon.com, which is where you will find some of the products that they're not making maybe now, and they have some that are there that are still in demand, like the one candle I have, which has the etching on the outside of the glass, which is the Indochino, candle.
It's absolutely
gorgeous. It's one of my favorite smells, and it has a whole Victorian motif, beautiful etching on the outside of the glass. That the candle comes in. And these candles, by the way, are not small candles. They're not giant candles. They're how big are the candles exactly?
Well, the glass is a double old fashioned size glass,
mm-hmm.
and it's it fits about 14 ounces, but the actual wax that's inside of it is close to 10 ounces.
Yeah, so
and
they're really great candles. They're nice size.
And I really, really like for the candles to really throw off a whole bunch of fragrance. It's tough when you go to the store and buy a candle and then you just light it and you may smell it for an hour and that's it. You'll never smell it again.
Yep.
I really love a strong, heavily fragranced candle that'll just float throughout the entire room and really,
mm-hmm.
really permeate.
Absolutely. And you know what's really cool is they will teach you, and they even have these wick trimmers. It's really important, guys, before you light your candle, and I do this because I'm a huge candle burner. I burn candles pretty much all day. And what I do is you have to trim your wick a little tiny bit so it's not, sometimes if you light a candle, all you see is smoke coming up. Well, that's because your wick is just too oxidized and too black and whatever, and you need to trim it down enough and hopefully not drop an old piece of wick in the wax when the candle's burning, which I've done a couple times, and you have those ugly black spots, but I always dig them out. But
and
you know what's cool also we should talk about once, and then we'll get into all the different things. You also do private label and a signature line. So let's talk about that for weddings and stuff like that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
well,
that's
go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, I was going to say, well, that's something that we do, but Robert really knows how that all started. I'm sure he has a wonderful
mm-hmm.
story.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, on our first.
Well, of course, there's always a story behind everything, and usually
that's
it's me getting in trouble with my accountant. She's tough on me, and she's wonderful, but she never wants me to spend any money. So, of course, I went to a show, and I saw this machine that did this wonderful foiling, and I thought, well, you know what, that would make a great, great product. So I bought the machine, and it wasn't very expensive, but I figured, well, if it doesn't work, then it's not so much, and I'll just figure out what to tell my accountant. But we brought it in, and we had an idea to personalize candles with the bride and groom information along with a wedding date or even logos of different spas and hotels. And all of a sudden, as soon as we started offering this, we just were inundated with questions and inquiries on, well, how can I get this done, or how much are the bridal candles? My daughter's getting married, or event planners call us all the time.
Wow, yeah.
And it's amazing the amount of different types of people that call us, celebrities and professionals from all over the world. We've had planes even arrive here to pick up the candles, going off to some exotic location to deliver
wow.
the candles. Yeah, it's been phenomenal, really phenomenal.
What is the most popular scent for a wedding type candle? I mean, I'm sure everybody's different, but I can imagine. I mean, I have to tell you, gardenia is one of my favorites that you have of the candles, but now I'm going to be smelling a lot of different ones now, because I've been turned on to so many of the other ones over the years, but the gardenia has always been like one of my favorites. What is it that you find is really popular in the private label with the wedding parties and whatever?
Well, the neroli flower has been really popular
yeah.
for pride. It's sort of a unisex, yet not too
mm-hmm.
flowery, not too masculine.
Neroli's so great.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
And that's been
it
really
is.
Popular for brides. And
mm-hmm.
year-round, that has been really popular for brides. And the funny story on the gardenia, a friend
mm-hmm.
of mine said, you need to do a gardenia. He's very bossy, and he loves to, he's loud and boisterous, and he loves to
uh-huh.
just to tell everybody what to do at all times. And he said, you need to do a gardenia candle. People love them. And I said, okay. So I did. And sure enough, it was a hit. And it's not the traditional in-your-face type of gardenia. It's soft.
No,
it's strong.
Not.
Combination of freesia.
So
in
beautiful.
There too. Yeah, and actually his mother is a famous mom. You may know her, Lillian Vernon.
Yeah,
he's a dear friend of mine. I've known him for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that suggested that we do the gardenia. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many cool things, and I know that we've talked about a lot of the things yesterday and stuff like that. And like the Every Day at Noon site is everydayatnoon.com, and that's where you can go and find things that you may have been buying things from CETA before, and you don't see it on the site, the main site anymore. You can go to the Every Day at Noon, and you can find it there. But the main site that we want to draw everybody to right now, because there's so much beautiful stuff there, is the cedarfrance.com site. And what's really cool about this also, guys, is it is not a commercialized business. It's huge as far as like industry-wise. People love this and they know the name. But it's very, very small, personalized. You've got Carlos there running marketing. You've got Robert, hands-on CEO, creator of the first candle out of a kitchen. And, you know, your great stories. I mean, what a great success story, you know, starting out, going to your first show, second show, 700 orders, your first show, that's crazy. That's really great.
And to touch upon that just a bit more, as someone that came in, I wasn't here for the past 10 years, and so I'm recently, you know, new, but coming in on board
mm-hmm.
with such a great team, it is, you know, that was something that drew me on a personal level into the Set of Friends team, was how small and yet powerful and dynamic this team is. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Just the energy that Robert gives out, you know, as a creator, and don't kid yourself, he's still creating. I'm sure he's still in the kitchen, you know, when no one else notices, making things up. You know, just the type of person he is, because he's so creative. But the
uh-huh.
team here, I mean, we're all a family. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, down from production to, you know, our VP finance, Yvonne, to the people in the back, to design department, we're a small knit of people that just love each other and want to make the best product and follow Robert's lead on creation. So that is just something that I really rarely see when it comes to corporate America, or something as large as us that we distribute, you know, nationally and internationally. You know, it's something that people can come to our offices and just feel at home.
That is so important, because, you know, it's like you can go to work and you feel like you have a connection there, and I mean, just talking to you guys over the last couple days and the last week with you, I've felt that. So that's
great.
Important.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the energy here is amazing, and hopefully that comes through across in the product, you know, the finished product,
mm-hmm.
I would say. Because
yeah,
it's
really
the product
personalized.
It does get a little messy back here sometimes with,
oh,
with
I
all
guess.
The wax and paper flying and us trying to see how the packaging
yeah.
and the, because, you know, the component of making our candles, you know, people always think of candles and just the glass and the wax, but, you know, as people
mm-hmm.
visit the site, they're going to see that Set of France is a whole different realm when it comes to, you know, creating fragrance or creating an emotion in the environment. It's just completely different. I mean, we sell the pagodas, the tins. We actually started the travel tins. Is that correct, Robert? Am I going to get us in trouble by saying that?
I think we were one of the first ones. I knew that a friend of mine, and actually all the different candle companies that we
mm-hmm.
That are out there, were all sort of friends and talked to each other. And he was telling me that that it was doing well for him, that I should try it. So sure enough, I went in search of the little tin, and we actually purchased those from London. Many people purchase them in offshore and other places, but I found a great one, I thought, in London, and to this day we're still buying them there, and I think they're unique to our company.
It's so cool to have a little tiny travel candle, because I can't tell you how many times I've traveled and I've been places, and they say, you know, it's always nice to bring, you know, your own pillow with you, because
mm-hmm.
it kind of smells like where you're at, or spray your, you know, cologne or fragrance that, you know, that you wear on your pillows so everything kind of smells good. But these candles, I've seen the travel candles, and they're really cool because you can just put them right there and light it. And you, and trust me, I mean, these candles are so instantaneously smelled. They're and they're not overpowering. They're pleasantly presented to you, and it's like it brings up, you know, a lot of, it probably invokes, because, you know, everybody knows smell and touch and stuff like that all brings up different types of emotions. And it's funny because the one candle, when I first lit my Gardini candle, and I keep going back to the Gardini candle, you know I love the Gardini candle, I thought about my mom, because we used to grow gardenia bushes by the front door. And I'd always pick one and float it in a little tiny little plate of water and put it by my bed. So I would smell it all the time, and, I mean, there's nothing like that. I mean, you know, you see that, it's just, you know, that's it. So
magical.
For me, lighting it, yeah, it is. There's a lot of magic. And you know what? I want to hear from you right now what you guys are currently working on, because I know that you have this new collection coming out. And then you also have the classic, then you have the Jardin, and then you have the Cameo. Let's talk. Oh, and by the way, if anybody's listening live on the player, the pictures that are streaming across that you'll see one is the collection, one are the tins, then you see the Cameo, and then obviously the really beautiful logo that I adore. I think it's just so classy. And I would like you guys to talk a little bit more about what you're working on currently right now and what we're going to be looking forward to.
Well, as always, whenever we go to a market, the buyers want to know what is new. So every 6 months,
we
come up with either new components, new additions to a current collection, or even brand new collections. So right now I'm working on spring of next year, and actually fall
mm-hmm.
for next year as well. And we work maybe a year ahead of time sometimes. Sometimes it's only a month ahead of time.
Like in the fashion industry, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And
it's
funny you say that.
Slightly worse.
Yeah.
It's true. I know about it because, I've been in that industry, and I know that we were always working on three seasons ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool.
But
it's hard to think about it when it's 90 degrees outside and you're designing a sweater or a hat or a pair of mittens or something.
I actually travel, and I was traveling a lot more back then, but to Paris, to the different fabric shows to see
mm-hmm.
the trends and inspiration.
How fun is that?
So that's been an amazing, amazing help in designing the new collections, as well as visiting different flea markets and buying different inspiration pieces. So that that fuels a lot of our creations here.
So you get inspired by your trips and what you see. What I want to know is, what inspired you to create the Cameo collection?
Well, I think it's just the old world romantic feel and the collecting of the cameos and the handing down from grandmother to mother to daughter. That has been always wonderful to me, and seeing a locket with the cameo.
Yep.
I wanted to reinterpret that with a little bit of a twist and a little bit of modernness as well. So we wanted to come up with something simple yet very just that would evoke a great memory of that many of our buyers have regarding cameos.
Tradition,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool is you create your own traditions. You know, it's like, you know, Christmas time and Thanksgiving, people stir up their own, like, little family, like, things that they're going to do every year, and then it's passed down every year. I mean, I still can remember certain things that my mom did, and we would, and it's funny, as I got older, and I always say to myself, oh, God, I hope I'm not like that when I get older, but older...
Yeah.
I did the same thing. It was just, you know, you do the tree trimming and, you know, what day you do it on and how you do it and stuff like that. So this must be really fun for you, being able to create all this stuff. And I know that, Carlos, you have a big say in how do you guys decide the colors? That's what I want to know, too. With fabrics, I know probably when you see them in Paris, but how do you decide the colors of for certain things?
A lot of it is based on something that I may have seen a year or several years ago that I'll have in my memory, and or maybe from a magazine color or from a flower or from a piece of art or a different color of a butterfly.
Cool you notice that stuff. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, and I have this
You're
art
You're real artist at art.
System. Well... I can't draw worth a darn, but I can, if I buy it somewhere, if I see it, I can usually remember it. And I have an archive system here that we're working to organize, but it's filled with thousands of items of inspiration pieces. And I generally, that's where I go, is to look in the archives of what kind of colors I'm looking for, what kind of theme, what kind of sort of palette that's going to be launching next, as well as all the different trend shows and things I see on the web. They're all inspirational to me. I spend so much now with Tumblr and Pinterest. I spend hours and hours at night looking through all that.
Do you do the Pinterest? Oh my gosh!
I
got turned on to that.
I love
to look.
Let
me tell you how much fun that is.
Oh, I know.
I got turned on to it. I'm on Pinterest. I got turned on to it by just seeing a picture one day, and I clicked on it, and it was on Pinterest. And I said, what is this? And I have created, everybody knows me, I love flowers. I love tea parties. I love anything girly, pink, frilly. I just, you know, that was my thing. And I love really... really cool vintage classic, like Grace Kelly, you know, that look. And so I was always pulling dresses and furniture and stuff like that. So I have all these different things. And then I have this big thing about angels, which is huge in my life. I just, you know, that and the ocean is really important. So it was like I was just starting to pin all these pictures, but I saw your stuff on there, and I've been seeing more and more and more, and I think it's really cool. Isn't it great how social media has really, like, really gotten things out there? I mean, think about it.
Taken over. No, I think it's overall, it's taken over our our way of seeing things completely
yeah.
different and you know, making moves and whatnot. And interesting enough, we have, you know, we have our Facebook up. We're, you know, at Facebook.com/
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk. Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah,
we have.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, and we are on Pinterest. And mm-hmm. actually, just to show, just touch upon quickly what Robert mentioned. He does have an archive here, and the archive is massive. I mean, you, Holly, would love to walk through the aisles of this place.
It's, oh, I bet.
It's years and years of collection of antique pieces that he's pulled around, or
oh,
new
wow.
pieces that he's put together. And it is inspirational just to walk into the room, you know,
mm-hmm.
into that prop room or into that design studio area, because it's just so
mm-hmm.
impressive. And I post stuff usually, we all do, on our Facebook and Twitter of the back, you know, of the makings of Set of France, so people can get a glimpse of what, you know, what it is in the mind of Robert Hernandez, you know, at Set of France.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way for people to just walk in.
Oh, God, you don't want to go there. What's in my mind? Oh, God.
Well, it's gonna be well organized, where we're gonna feel proud of our space, of our you know, inspirations and whatnot. But yeah, social media has definitely
taken
over everything.
It has. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone online and I remember either seeing a movie and hearing a song in it, and I know that I can go online and I can put the name of the song, I can put the name of the movie in, and I could put music, and then there you find the music. Or there's like, oh man, just like, you know, like your candles and like any other like fragrances and stuff like that, that they don't have here in the United States anymore. Well, how great is that to be able to go online and be able to have things ordered and be able to shop? I mean, they're saying that people are doing most of their shopping now online. I mean, they're just basically doing their Christmas shopping online and getting that all done and stuff
yeah.
like that. Tell me about the holidays and stuff, what you guys have coming up for the holidays. Because, I mean, I know when this boudoir collection, you know, comes out, I mean, you guys are going to be slammed with that. But let's talk about your the tin collection, the toil collection and stuff like that.
Well, those are actually my favorite time, because it's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going crazy shipping out orders, and we try to ship everything out within 24 to 48 hours so that stores can have the product
mm-hmm.
as soon as possible. But it's a great time because everyone is in a great mood. We have the
yeah.
holiday fragrances, the
uh-huh.
autumn related fragrances. So it's really wonderful, and we've launched some new fragrances in the Jardin and the ceramics, which have been a super hit.
Beautiful.
For us. And
bravo
they
on that.
Really popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
So we're excited for the holidays.
I love the colors.
Point, we have about 18 fragrances now on Toile, and 10 in the Cameo and 8 in the Jardin. So, you know, a lot of people just, you know, should know that, because a lot of people wonder what is what, and we don't offer yet every product in every fragrance. So if
mm-hmm.
you see a hand lotion in 112, we may not have it in Cameo, and the diffusers, you know, some we do have with, some we don't. So, you know, when
and your soap,
the soaps are great. We have bar soaps that are beautifully wrapped
mm-hmm.
in paper. I mean, everything that we do is just exquisite when it comes to the
detailing. It's beautifully presented.
Quality. Yeah.
Like, again, it's the gift that doesn't need to be wrapped. I mean, this is really great. And I know that when you were on Oprah and you have been featured in, you know, different magazines, and I'm sure many people have just like been like, wow, this is so great, because, you know, what's really cool too about this, it's affordable for pretty much, you know, everyone, and you make your items easy to get, where I have to tell you, I can't even tell you how hard it was for me for certain things that I liked, you know, like a certain eyeliner or whatever that I only liked when I was in Paris, to find it online. And now it's so much easier. Now you've got all these people, like I said, you've got things that are just right there on the internet. So let's talk about your fragrances that you do have in the line, Carlos. Why don't you touch on that a little bit?
Well, the fragrances, well, we have our staple one is Japanese quince. Our top-selling ones now are Japanese quince, French tulip, both from the Toile collection and the Classic collection, and then the La Ambra from the Cameo collection. And those are the best, I think, and it's actually some of my personal favorites, but there's a little bit of everything for everyone there. The hyacinth, we have rhubarb pear, and we have a new one called Viennese Bloom. Actually, was launched last season.
That's the one I can't wait to smell. I haven't smelled that one yet.
It's great, and I think it's going to come in contender number two. We kind of have a pool here going in the office of which one will work. And we're like, this is great because our fragrances are universal. Uh-huh. They really are. I mean, everyone. I mean, like Robert said, celebrities to South America to London. Everyone loves our products because there's always one fragrance.
I've seen them in here. By the way, just so you know, I have seen them in Harrods. Yeah.
Right. So, we're literally, I mean, there's always going to be a fragrance available. And if it's not available, to touch upon the private label of the signature lines, because we do high-end signature lines for department stores as well. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of the corporations actually seek us out. You know, they'll call us up and just say, hey, we love your product on shelves. Can you make a private candle for us? And we do. You know, we have an array of them already, of collections of beautiful corporate pieces that we made. But even with their fragrances, we come up with our own fragrances just a couple of days ago and today and this morning. We have vials. It looks like a scientist madhouse in the back, you know. We're
coming up with that.
Things that we have to create and develop. And, you know, someone loves the hyacinth and someone loves the new Viennese Bloom. And, I mean, all these things are the beautiful things that make up our fragrances. So I really suggest everyone to just look online and feel free to call us and say, hey, what does that smell like? We have wonderful salespeople here. We have a wonderful team. They're youthful and just vibrant people that just want to talk to people about fragrances all day, which frankly, it might be a lot, but you know, they really want to convey just to let people know, because it's hard to buy things online, to touch base on that.
Uh-huh.
People, you know, you were selling candles and fragrance is very hard to sell. Or for people to say, hey,
if they don't know.
If they don't know, that's always...
That's what I want to tell everyone. If they go on to the site and they actually click on the product, what you can do is you can actually see what they describe, or you describe, actually, like I'm looking at one. It says rhubarb, passion fruit, white fleshed peach, and white jasmine petals. So basically, you describe what the smell will smell like to the basic knowledge. So then, when you get it, if these are things that agree to you, like for me, I was telling you, I love tuberose, jasmine, gardenia, rose. You know, all those are just things that really appeal to me. Where, you know, it's really funny. I got into just recently mixing vanilla essential oil along with peppermint.
Oh,
so
wow.
A vanilla
wonderful.
Peppermint is unbelievable. It smells really cool. And it's not like a candy cane. It smells like a vanilla peppermint candy or something, you know? So, you know, I play around, and another one that I like to do is mix patchouli oil with vanilla oil. And that there, the combination of that, you know, because I'm known, I mix my own oils to wear on my body, because I'm really into smell. Smell is really important to me because, like it does, it invokes certain things, and it also brings up memories, and it also, you can create new memories, you know?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well said. That is true. And hopefully we're doing that with our candles.
Yeah. So if you look at these, the Toile ceramic collection, beautiful. Are these, Robert, are these images that are on the front, are these some of the images that you had been working with as far as, like, when you originally were designing the pagoda boxes? Are these just some of the images, like, I noticed they're very classic?
Some of them are, but the fun mm-hmm. part also is creating new images and new photography mm-hmm. and new concepts and designs. So, but some of them are all-time favorites that are on there. But,
did you ever have anybody call you up and say, hey, could you, well, I'm sure obviously when you personalize the wedding candles, but what about if somebody like, and then with the company, do you put logo, would you put a company logo on the front of a candle? Is that what
have
been doing?
Sure,
oh, yeah, that's
doing
great.
Lots of that, yeah. And now we're
could you imagine, like, making a set of candles that say love or peace, harmony, you know, stillness or stuff like that, and then putting a fragrance that you think might invoke that feeling.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful.
That might be cool.
So calming.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, my friend has a water company, and her water company is called H2OM, O-M.
Mm.
What a name, right? And she has, her slogan is, think it while you drink it. And what her names of her water are is love, prosperity, perfect health, gratitude. So basically, it's like you're internalizing this feeling as you're drinking it, and it's really cool because, you know, I could just imagine. I mean, that would just be really cool. So you come up with these names. How do you decide what you're going to call a candle? Who makes the decision? Because I know how they do it when they name a lipstick and a nail polish. I mean, I can remember sitting in an office naming about 12 different lipsticks in like over a day. It was crazy.
Oh gosh, it's always that. Sometimes it's the most fun part of it. And generally, we start with the different notes that are in the in the fragrances and maybe some translations in French or something that I've been. I usually just write down different. As I think of them throughout the day or night, I'll get up and I'll write down, you know, orchid or agave or whatever that I'm thinking about that
mm-hmm.
moment. And so ultimately, they'll generally work themselves into the name somehow. Or it's just a name that I basically just come up with through just something very quick, or it may take some time, or it may be a name I've been saving for a couple of years to use.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's a great process, and sometimes it's quick, sometimes it takes a while, but it's always fun to do that.
That's really cool that you could do that. I want to just make another really quick announcement because we're already after that. I've already extended the show. See, I told you guys we'd go more than an hour. I want to say this is a Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio, and today I have with me Robert and Carlos of Set of France, and this show will be available if you've missed the beginning of it, because I see there are quite a few people in the chat room, and I've just looked at the numbers of live listeners, and it's a really high. So for you that missed the beginning of the show and want to hear great Susan Arbuckle's great opening music, we're going to end with one of our songs today later, but you can listen to the show in its entirety on Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio within 5 minutes after the show's over, and on iTunes by this evening once Apple picks it up. I know they're really busy today because they released Mountain Lion today, the new operating system. So everybody, oh yeah, I mean I already have mine. I got mine already, but yeah, it's been like it was jammed up. But if you're a Mac user like I am, you yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I love iTunes, because it'll go on there. You can go on there. You can see the description of what the show is going to be about, and you can see and you can listen to it as many times as you'd like to. So I want to ask you, Carlos, really quick, and this is something that I want you to think about, and then I'll ask you too, Robert. If you could create something that you haven't created already, you know, or thought about already, what do you think you'd want to do with this, and why?
Wow, that's a great question.
Yeah.
let's see, I'll try not to bite off too much of time by thinking about it.
Please share, but I just want you to share something also that somebody else isn't going to rip off by listening to the show and go and create
right.
it. So I'm going to say right
out
now.
As I describe it.
Yeah, you know.
on a napkin somewhere.
People know that. Oh, my God. Talk about napkins. Ideas on napkins. I don't even want to go there. I've got so many.
Or post-its, right, usually?
Yeah.
Somewhere,
yeah.
Bottom of a bag.
Little scraps of paper.
Put them together as a puzzle and then make
yeah.
an image. Well, you know, if we were, you're asking me if I would create
I'm
something?
I'm asking you, and then I'm going to ask Robert.
Let's see, if I were to create
Robert,
something.
Robert, don't think about it.
Already.
He has Head Start. He's actually going to be critiquing mine as I'm talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Let's see. If I were to create something, I would probably, you know, I'm always trying to think, you know, especially as a marketing guy, as a designer, and as well, just I'm always trying to create things out of the box. It's like, but how can we get our candles to illuminate? How can we get our candles to melt? How can we get our candles to be in a different form, shape, or matter? So whether it be something that is, I think you and I talked about with Robert before, is reusable,
yeah.
you know, something that's reusable, or or something that is refillable, something where it's becoming more eco-friendly or it's a little bit different in approach. You know, we're also used to the cup and the pillars and but this is the way we contain the wax. You know, there's just some things we got to keep, and the materials that we're using for wrapping. You know, something that you know comes together or melts together. So as for shape and size and design, well, that I usually I'm usually doodling something. You know, every couple of days, different, and usually it ends up in the can just because it's something that's not going to really work. But I think overall, it's just trying to how to think out of the box and how to project a fragrance, something that people can take with them, where it's not your norm, and that's something that's
always so cool.
Trying to get me to think further and further.
No, that's really cool, and to touch on the. Part of it being friendly to the world, it already is. I mean, you've got glass, which is recyclable. If you don't want to use it for, I save mine. I love them. I think they're just so beautiful. And then also then you've got the, the boxes can be recycled, used for banks, like Robert was talking about, pen holders. I'm thinking planters for little tiny little plants inside the house. God, I could imagine, like you said, you know what? I really think you should. I think you should put together some kind of like blast where you have people start sending you on the Setter France page on Facebook. Maybe you can say, show us your best way of using our candle box.
Right.
You
yeah,
know? And then just like do something like that because. That
yeah, because,
like,
I mean, we have a lot of product.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, people go onto the first site. Right now, the first image visual on the Set of France site is a family of one of the Jardin Current Poupre.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And we have a ceramic with a lid on it. We have the tin. And all of these products with the small votives, the box, the soap, all of these products are, you know, they always morph into something else depending on the collection and the fragrance we put them in. So, you know, we've gone through so many tins and we know all of what tins can look like, and especially with such an archive that Robert has collected throughout the years. But I think, you know, thinking, I would love to probably put out there for the mass public to, you know, for a company like us that distribute globally, we would like to hear feedback from folks of how really to put a candle together that is actually, you know, it's actually marketable or it's, you know, feasible to make, you know, as well, because the cost of some of these products sometimes it just depends where we, you know, have them made and put together. And most of the stuff is actually, everything's hand-poured here. I don't think we mentioned that. But all of our
products. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to. Yeah. That's cool.
It's literally hand-poured here. We have tables. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like, you know, Charlie and Chocolate Factory back there sometimes. But
no,
it has,
I love that.
It literally
that's
has. We
so
have
cool.
massive working tables, and everything is tested. Everything is poured by hand. Everything is measured with temperature. And Robert knows a lot more about that because I stick with
Are you real hands-on, Robert, with all this?
I really, really try to be. Sometimes I think people tend to not want me because they fear, oh, God, here he comes. Just get involved in everybody's business. But I really want to know what's going on at all times. And maybe it's a little
so
bit
cool
controlling, but I love it.
Yeah, that's so cool to know that the creator of this has a personal touch to everything. So going back to my question I had for Carlos, what would your answer be? What product would you like to create that you haven't already, and why would you want to do it?
Well, that was a great question for me because it was easy. I know that I would want to do something that reminds me of my mother and father, which are 86 and 87 right now. And my father, they're both great and a little crazy at the same time, which is fun. But my dad had this wonderful hair pomade that reminds me of him that is not sold anymore. And I would want probably something that smells like that. And it was very heavily fragranced, like a tuberose, really incredible tuberose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was wonderful. And my mother, her favorite flowers are camellias. And although they don't really smell
gorgeous.
So well, so strong, but something around that, I know that I would want to really create something with those two fragrances. Yeah.
You know what my favorite flower is a stargazer. Have you ever smelled stargazers?
Oh, those are wonderful. Oh,
those
are incredible.
Those are wonderful.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Stargazers and sterling roses. Sterling roses, by the way, I was told, is the most fragrant of all roses. It's the rose that is, it looks like something coat from light purple to dark purple to like a platinum color. And
Definitely.
And then
I've
lilies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty unbelievable. And I can only tell you that that's so great. You want to do something for your folks. I think that says a lot about you as a person, too. I mean, you know, that's really touching. So
they've always been
know,
really supportive. And
yeah,
no matter what kind
of
crazy idea I had, they were always right there behind me.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. Why candles, Robert? I know you said your friend said create something and he was doing his own thing and then that's what you did with the candles. What made you choose candles? What was the whole drive behind that?
Well, I think they sort of chose me.
Wow.
Generally what seemed to really take off, I stopped doing all the different body care that I was doing at that time and the candles really seemed to hit a spot where the public had never seen anything like that. I think also during that time, it was right before 9/11, and people tended to stay home a bit more and sort of nest and wanted to create to feel good and feel warm inside their home. So they bought our candles. So I thought it was going to be a fluke and I wasn't going to sell any more candles, but it was exactly the opposite. Sales just started growing because people were staying.
It's a comfort. It's a comforting thing,
definitely.
You know. For me, you know, when I have a day like, you know, like I said, I normally burn a candle all day, and it's always usually because I like to burn them because I feel that it draws a lot of light to where I'm at, and there's a lot of positive energy that comes with burning a candle. I know for me, when I've had a really stressed out day or it's something like that, you know, yeah, people really do take bubble baths and put the candles in the bathroom, and you're like by yourself and you just take that bubble bath and you're relaxing and there's something about the illumination of a candle that is so interesting. I mean, you know, you think about it. Candles have been used, fire has been used for years for many different purposes. And I know relaxation is, you know, one of the things that I know I've used them always for. What about you, Carlos? What made you decide that you really wanted to work with candles?
Oh, good question. And I use a big at that one. you know what? I don't think I candles actually was not in my future when I first
mm-hmm.
walked in the door, said of France.
Yeah.
And it was a creative team, and but coming in the door and seeing what we do and how we do it and meeting Robert and the team
mm-hmm.
was something that brought
it was
me.
Home for you.
It was
yeah.
home for me. It really was. And I, as a creator myself, I mean, what we do is so important because candles is just, we kind of take it for granted. You know, we see candles lit for ceremonies. We see it lit at the dining
mm-hmm.
table. We see them lit for intimate reasons, whatever they may be. I mean, the church has them, a lot of them lit. But
yeah.
regardless of what we do, I mean, it's our illumination literally and spiritually, I think, in many ways. So I think it's something that I personally enjoy. Now I enjoy.
I can imagine. I mean, it must be so much fun for you just to be able to be there. I have a couple quotes here I want to read to you about candles. It says, there is not enough darkness in all the world to put out the light of even one small candle. And then another one is, just as a candle cannot burn without fire, man cannot live without a spiritual life. And I'm looking at these really amazing quotes. Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. It's a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. And as a white candle in a holy place, so is the beauty of an angel's an aged face. So it's like, you see so much, and I think those are beautiful quotes. And it's just like, I did a lot of research on candles for many, many years, and also not just candles, fragrances are really important too. I mean, here you are, working with candles and working with fragrances and working with Robert and learning all these amazing new things, and I'm sure that you've grown through working there.
Yeah, I have, especially mm-hmm. like as we dive into that just a bit more about how deep it is and how spiritual or in depth
mm-hmm.
you get with candles. Besides the fragrance and besides the beautiful packaging that we do, it really is something that transcends across. We also have made private labels or created private labels for organizations, nonprofits, and just
mm-hmm.
to see what they give back and the gift giving, the idea behind the gift giving of a candle, whether it be at home for oneself or for your family or friends or
mm-hmm.
for some nonprofits. It's amazing the significance and how wonderful it is to give a candle. I mean, there's so much behind that. And
yeah.
So when we create or I put things together
uh-huh.
or we do campaigns, whether it be for the new items or the stuff on Every Day at Noon, it's stuff that I always look at it in a certain way. How do we project? How do we transcend, invoke an emotion, a feeling, a scent?
Uh-huh.
So I really have as a person and as a creator, I have learned so much, and especially with someone like Robert, who is, so creative and,
mm-hmm.
so intense in that way. So, yeah, I have learned a lot, in the time.
I bet. You touched on a word, nonprofit. There's a nonprofit that is a local nonprofit that's helping your community called FAB.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, AFAB actually is a and I have to say, Susan Arbuckle, she's playing at the New Year's AFAB
mm-hmm.
here in Austin. And AFAB Austin, Austin is such a well-rounded community with artisans and
mm-hmm.
so much culture and music and spirituality. But this AFAB Austin was an organization that was developed by Peggy Garrison a couple years back with some friends. And this year we started it with Peggy Garrison and myself and,
mm-hmm.
and Libby Sikora and Susan Ayers. All of us came together and we decided to make a nonprofit organization here in town that gives back to the community.
Cool is that?
Yeah,
That's
pretty
great.
Much bringing in all of these nonprofits together for working for better for the wellness and care, you know, of our local citizens here, of LGBT communities and stuff like that. And this year's, you know, we pretty much do events. We do these fabulous events. We open up doors and we strengthen the community by giving back at these events. And, you know, this year's event is the New Year's Party, which we're giving back to A Service of Austin, which is, you know, one of the leading nonprofit organizations here in Austin. And they do so much for the LGBT community and the awareness of,
really?
You know, AIDS and HIV. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. I mean, they really try to promote the kind of the giving back, you know, with the free of stigma of, you know, people affected by, you know, HIV or AIDS. So, you know, again, Austin is, it's such a great place to be that, you know, putting together a nonprofit
I want to come. I've been told I definitely have to come and visit that area. I know I was talking to Susan about that last night, and I said, I have never been there. And I've been to so many places in the world. And I'm actually putting her name, by the way, in the chat room. And also, I've also put in the website for Set of France and also for the items that are out of production. And maybe you want to get a collector piece. Is everydayatnoon.com, and but the main site is Set of France. But I also did put Susan's website in there too. I can only think that, you know, for me it's like it's a creative outlet, and I can imagine you, because I know a marketing person, and I mean I'm not just going to say you're a marketing person, because you're very much of a creative. I mean, that's your outlet. That's your emotional outlet by doing this kind of stuff. And you too, Robert. I mean, I can only, Robert, what do you feel like when you've created something and you finally see the final product in front of you? How does that make you feel?
It's just so satisfying of all that hard
mm-hmm.
work and just where the thought for the collection began. To
mm-hmm.
the actual final product that we're shipping, the trucks are leaving with the product, and it's just so satisfying. And really,
did you? I bet. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you just never thought, huh, that you'd ever be
never
on Oprah or any of that.
Never.
That's
never.
Yeah, and you
but
know, to be one of Oprah's favorite things, that's like, you know. Oh, my gosh. I remember the first year I watched that Christmas special
mm-hmm.
and when she showed her favorite things. And now she's got her book club and stuff, which is really great, too. To be part of that is a huge thing.
It really is.
I think Sprinkles Cupcakes, and now here I go into food. You know me. I love food. Sprinkle Cupcakes was also one of her favorite things. And by the way, that's how I got my name Red Velvet Media, because I sat down and I said, well, I want to name this after something that's really my favorite thing. And Red Velvet Cake is one of my favorite things. And it's a Southern cake. And I know the secret ingredient to making a really good one. And my girlfriend, Red Velvet Stephanie, that she goes by that name. She's the original creator of the Red Velvet Cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. Do you guys have a Cheesecake Factory
wonderful.
There?
Oh, wonderful. We do, actually.
You better go there and order a slice of the Red Velvet Cheesecake. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And she was
that's
on Cupcake
yummy.
Wars. Yeah, she won on Cupcake Wars. So, I mean, here you've got another person who just loved baking, and she created this really signature piece, and now it's in all the different Cheesecake Factories. And you know, you've got somebody young entrepreneur that's gone out and done this. I want to ask you something, Robert, that to all our listeners out there that are listening, because there are quite a few. Again, if you've missed the beginning of the show will be able to be heard in its entirety on iTunes and also on Red Velvet Media On Demand after the show. And again, I have Set of France. I want to ask you, Robert, what would you say to anybody out there that is thinking that they would like to do something, they want to start a business or create something, what advice would you give to somebody that first starting out?
Never be afraid.
That's
never
great.
Never be afraid. Just
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst that can happen?
You can fail.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and you start over,
so what, you
start
can
over
fix
again.
It, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start over again.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely just do it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I wonder if Nike got that, like, 'cause it's just like that's what it is, just do it. Do it, you know.
Right.
I mean, really think about it, you know, you've got so many things out there and you're getting pulled in so many different directions and nobody really has that. Faith is really dwindling right now a lot, and I think that if we had a little more faith and in ourselves and what we can do, and Carlos, I mean, I think that's probably huge with you because you created these things and helped design and make decisions and I have to tell you, this is your outline that you sent me and everything. I mean, it's always great. I like free fall when I do my shows, as you can tell. I've jumped a little bit all over the place, but I basically covered everything that we wanted to cover and other things too. I just want to say that you're very organized, and
that's
really important, but also you're really creative too.
Yeah, the grill creator, you know, of the products and everything, it's amazing. I would highly recommend if anyone ever has the opportunity to sit alongside Robert and be in his presence when he's thinking of something. His eyes wander around the room, and you actually have to kind of just go, hi, you know, come back. You know, he's already thinking and wondering how to develop something and some, you know, and things like that.
Really?
So, yeah, he's quite
interesting. Well, so if I come to your town, I can come and just spend a day there and watch you guys go crazy.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you would love
definitely.
That. And this is definitely a good town to do it because, again,
mm-hmm.
outdoor music capital of the state. So it's definitely, you know, even though it is the capital of Texas, it's a beautiful place to come and have entertainment. There's so much entertainment.
Oh,
here.
I bet.
And whatnot. But, yeah, coming for a day here and just, you know, hanging out in the design department with Robert is quite an experience. You know, and everyone should have the opportunity to do that at some point in their life.
That's really cool. And, you know, I want to ask each of you, let's start with you first, Robert. What's a typical day like for you besides, you know, I mean, I don't know if every day is the same, but I mean, for me, it's not. I switch up a lot. I go here, there, and everywhere and do a little bit of this and that. But what's important to you and what's a typical day like for you?
Well, I generally get up about 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Great.
And I'll go to sleep late, sometimes
mm-hmm.
12 or 1, and I'll piddle around the house and play with the dogs
mm-hmm.
and feed
Aww.
Them and give them their medicines and all that. So that takes me a while. And then I
uh-huh.
try to get into the office early. Sometimes I make it in before 7, sometimes 7:30 or 8. And I'll just stay here till 5, 6 or later, 7 sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I go home and just play with my dogs. And that's the most wonderful feeling, to just go home and just play with them and relax. And
what kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, they're all rescues, and they're all
Oh, that's
all
so
wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I had a girl in the chat room, and I'm going to look and see if she's still there. She's not. Miss Dog Rescuer, she's a friend of mine. And my mom's in the chat room. Hi, Mom. She's there, yeah. I totally turned her on to your site, and she was like, wow, they've got some really beautiful stuff, yeah. And she
great.
Knows what I'll be sending her, so.
Oh, wonderful.
I send her boxes. It's funny. She is my second mom, and my first mother, unfortunately, went to the next place at a very young age, but... my second mom is really, I think she was directed to me by my natal mother, but she's an amazing person. And what's really cool is I was talking about your company and I turned her on to your website and she was just like, wow, you know, she's a lot like me. She loves really girly stuff and really fun stuff that smells good and everything. And, so, you know, I think it's really important that you involve your family. Like, that's great. So you know, spend time with your animals. I think that shows a lot of compassion in you, which I'm picking up a lot of that in just how you are. and very little sleep you need, but you can still do this. You're a creative person, which is the most important thing. You know, you don't. My favorite line from a song, guys, is from. I'm sorry, my voice is going. Ruby Tuesday, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. I mean, it's just like, you know, that's like the big thing for me. It's like I'm always, oh, man, I will test it to the very end and make it work if it doesn't work, you know. I just hate to give up. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. Now, Carlos, what about you? What's a typical day like for you, doll?
Oh, typical
day.
Do. Wow.
yeah.
One of those that's like, should I get up? Should I not get up? No. My days are pretty, I think, interesting. I you know, just wake up, mm-hmm. pedal around the house. I wake up pretty early, kind of like Robert does.
Mm-hmm.
And I read over, you know, I'm online usually all the time trying to, you know, get my
Me
different
too.
News, see what's going on with
Me
current
too.
Affairs. And especially in this industry, we have to keep up with, you know, fashion mm-hmm.
trends.
Trend setting. And we ourselves are trendsetters. So I'm always looking at, you know, at the local, you know, like the latest, you know, fashion in New York or Europe or wherever. You know, there's new designers coming up all the time. So I'm usually reading up on that for a while. Then I get into the office, trickle in about usually on a good day 7, but usually it's about 8. I trickle in, and my day is usually filled with trying to facilitate and help, you know, with what's going on in the design department and, you know, what campaigns to create, whether it be for the Everyday at Noon site or, you know, help out Robert with his new ventures in the collections and phone calls with PR and things like that and marketing. So, and then I stay here about 5 o'clock and then hopefully make it in time for a light dinner and for a gym at night. And
Great.
I unfortunately don't have any, you know, any dogs to attend to. Like
no,
Robert does
to
keep
you,
them company,
you have
but
that, like,
it's usually.
And
but it's always great, especially with someone that for us that we're so creative, you know, in a creative team. It's good to just get out there and
mm-hmm.
you know, be active. You know, whether it be, you know, getting out and just you know, running and socializing, you know, with people around town. And instead of France, we are, you know, we really try to embrace our community here, Austin, because it's such a great community. And it's a good place to be. I mean, we have major companies here, you know, big time. So, you know, we kind of just try to keep up with them as well to, you know, let people know that we are local and support our local, you know, in environment and commerce like every company
mm-hmm.
should do wherever it is that they're established. So, you know, I try to go out and meet with our you know, our local editors or, you know, our chamber of commerce, you know, around town and whatnot, just to let people know we are willing to give back.
Stay connected, yeah.
Yeah, stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we have product. You know, we have a beautiful line of products that we'd like to do local charities as well, baskets and things like that that, you know, Robert usually loves to hand to them as a thank you for letting us be in your, you know, in your community kind of thing. So,
well, that brought up my next question to both of you. And I'll start with you, Robert. What in your business time and experience with Setter France, what moment do you really have that you've grasped onto that really touched you in your heart that really was something related to what you were doing with your company? What would that be? Do you have any memories of any certain time in particular that really touched you in a way that really made you think about, wow, I'm really glad I'm doing what I'm doing?
You know, I and this is totally non-candle related, but
mm-hmm.
I think the ability to the company providing health insurance to our
mm-hmm.
employees has been the most, probably one of the most satisfying throughout these last 12 years. I mean, we've done it from the very beginning. For about 10 years, we were paying 100% of the health insurance, and with the economy, we had to cut back a little bit, and we're just doing 75% now of the health cost coverage. But when one of our employees became ill and she had to go to the hospital, I just could tell in her face that she didn't have to worry about, well, how am I going to pay for this? Is this doctor going to be good? But she was not worried, and it was a fairly serious heart event that she had.
Mm-hmm.
But she had the insurance, and she was able to recover
that
nicely.
That made you feel
really good. So
that
makes me feel really good, and being able to do that, especially now with that being such a hot debate around the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, big time.
We should provide for our employees as best as possible because they make us who the company actually is. And if they're cared for and treated properly, and of course it's going to be lots of hard work all the time, but that's what work is. It's a job. But if we can help provide some relief and those expenses and that feeling secure about if you one gets sick, then it's a good feeling to know that we can do that, we can provide that.
That's so touching, you know, that's really a really touching thing. You've got a really good heart, Robert, and that just shows in a lot of what you just said to me. That's pretty cool that you care that much about the people around you and that you do that. And
oddly enough, I'm painfully shy. So no one believes in me, but
I don't believe it.
I know. but that's been it's been one of the most satisfying things that I've been able to experience while having the company.
That is so cool. That's a really cool story. What about you, Carlos? Any really touching moments, like maybe giving a basket to somebody or creating something or I don't know, just what has touched you with your experience working with Set of France, and what was it? And you want to share with us?
Yeah, I would say I've taken calls before from our customers that have called in here to the office. Sometimes the lines are just ringing off the hook, so I pick up the phones and I have spoken to several of them, and this has happened not more than several times where I can't really pick one out. But I remember talking to several people, and it's just the expression and the realization to myself when I realize how meaningful our product is. You know, it's just I sometimes forget, you know, I sometimes disconnect with that. But when I sometimes pick up the phone and the customer's conveying to me how wonderful their candle was last night at an event, or they handed it to a loved one, or they received it and so forth, and how precious it was, I think it's something that it kind of jolts me a little bit, where I think about it and go, wow, I forget that this is actually a
product.
You
didn't ever realize what the impact was.
That happens more often every time, you know, the further I get in depth with things and the larger we expand, you know, I hear that. And so it's really important to me to just reflect on that every time, because that's what touches me when I'm doing things here, you know, it's something that I'm focused on the end user, you know, our customers that go to the store or buy it online or actually go to one of our, you know, wonderful locations of all of the boutiques and, you know, department stores that carry our line, and they're picking up our candle. I'm like, this is going to end up in someone's hand. And they're going to have a beautiful, like you said earlier, memory to create. And it may come around and I'll get the phone call and say, hey, thank you. You know, can I order this again? You know, where can I pick this up? And things like that. And I think that's when I really think about it and say, we're actually making, you know, we're doing something out there, you know, small, but we're doing something, you know.
Yeah, no, that you've touched somebody's life. I know that... for me, with these different shows that I've done, I know definitely that there are things that I've said or done or encouraged people to do. And I've heard so many great things from so many different people that about the shows and about hearing things and like having great people like you to be on the show, both of you, and to talk about a beautiful product that is attainable to everyone. And these candles and the whole line, and I'm not going to just say it's just candles, because, I mean, you've got the diffusers, you've got the soaps, and more things to come, I'm sure. And I think that it's so great that you're moving in the direction of what is also trending, but also something that is really important to people. So Robert, have you ever had customers give you advice on certain things? Have you ever used somebody's advice to your advantage?
Actually, we have, and we try to listen to everyone. Of course, everyone wants to. You just never know who's going to have a great idea, so it's always great to listen in. But one of our customers gave us an idea to offer one of our ceramics in red for the holidays.
Oh, wow.
And you think, well, such a simple, great idea. Why didn't we think of it? But it was a great idea, and so we went for it, and we actually just launched it this last show season in June for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, we always look at and listen into what everyone has to say. We want to make everyone's experience, whether you're on a store or actually the end consumer, we want to hear what you have to say, how we can make the company better, all the time.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really great. And you know, I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. And you know, I wanted to say really quick before we end, my voice. I don't know what's going on with my voice today. I wanted to say, because Carlos, you and I had spoken about people not knowing where to get the product. What's the best way of somebody finding out where they can get it? To call you guys or go on the website, sedafrance.com?
Yes.
What would you recommend?
Well, I would always recommend for those that have the computer handy or mobile devices, sedafrance.com is always the best way to go. And our 1-800 number is always displayed everywhere, usually. So feel free to call in. I think calling is such a powerful tool we've forgotten to use. But do call us. We have wonderful people to pick up the phone and
What's your phone number there?
The phone number here, if we give the 1-800 number out, is that good?
Oh, sure.
Okay. The phone number here is 1-800-474-0854.
Right, and that's from 8 to 5 Central Time, guys.
Correct.
I'm looking at the website right now, Central Time. But what's really cool is you have, and I think she just became my friend on Facebook, you have really great people answering the phone, really pleasant people, and you're not hard to reach. And,
no, we're definitely not hard to reach. We're here to answer the phone, but always, and shoot us emails as well. I mean, we have, we're so connected as well with all of our devices. And I mean, I get emails.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's
too
amazing.
I mean,
how we do. But if people want to find product, I mean, our current collections, you know, are on Set of France, and then all those other collections that we did not speak about today, and people know our product from years past, we'll find it on the other site, and our sister site. That we want to make sure that those people that loved a certain fragrance.
The Everyday at Noon, yeah.
Yeah, the Everyday at Noon. We have
the
notice today.
I saw some stuff on there. I saw a few things on there that I couldn't find on your regular site. So, like I said, go to the sedafrance.com site and look at the new stuff. And look, I mean, it's just so cool. It's I love the colors, too, the pink. Oh, my gosh, so cool. And you just go there, and you will find pretty much everything that you could imagine. But if you're looking for something that's rare or something that you had seen somebody else have and you don't see it on the Set of France site, I'm pretty much sure you could probably find it on the Everyday at Noon site. I encourage everyone to go to the Set of France site, though, because that's the most current collection and also the most up-to-date, trending site of what to see, what is currently offered. So I think that's really great. And I want to thank both of you so very much for spending the afternoon talking to me. And We've talked for an hour and a half. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Almost 2 hours. And you were like, an hour? I was like, I know. Like I said, an hour goes really fast. And, again, this is Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio, and I want to make sure that you do know that if you did tune in late, I saw a lot of people in the chat room, a lot of people are listening live. If you did miss the beginning or want to hear it again, it's on iTunes and also on Red Velvet Media On Demand within 5 minutes after the show ends. And I do shows every Wednesday and Friday, and I want to remind everyone to tune in this Friday. It's a special day because it's my friend Sherita Starr's birthday, and she's going to be on, and we will be talking about some really cool things. So make sure to tune in on Friday and check out what we've got coming up on Facebook. We're on Facebook, as well as Cita France is on Facebook. That's a really cool way. And like I said, yeah, I think you came up with a really good idea. I think you should do a contest and see how what's the best way people have used their kennel boxes or
yes,
whatever.
And our ceramics and our tins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. That would be so cool. So before we end today, I do want to say that I'm going to be ending with another Susan Arbuckle song. I want to ask you, Carlos, what would you like to say to everybody before we end the show today?
I'd like to say thank you for tuning in and listening to us speak about our candles, mm-hmm. and what we believe in and everything that we believe in today. So from, you know, the set of France, Robert, and Robert, who will probably say something as well, and the Susan Arbuckle, you know, people tuning in to knowing more about the wonderful
mm-hmm.
products out there and ways to give back. So just thank you.
That's so important. And you,
and
Robert?
Thank you so much to
you're so you welcome.
To all your listeners for tuning in and for Carlos for making all this possible. All of you have done a great job, and we really appreciate it, and if there's anything we can do, just send us an email, and we'll help in any way we can.
And I have to tell everyone, they do answer their emails. I emailed Carlos the night before, and I got it. I woke up in the morning, and there it was. Boom. Yeah, let's do a show.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
Yeah, I mean, what's really cool about your company and about both of you is you have – been touched by success. I mean, you're very lucky, you know, to be in Cosmopolitan, Town and Garden, and Better Homes and Gardens, and I mean, Town and Garden, Town and Country. I love Town and Country.
Oh, I do.
And,
too.
Yeah, and then being able to be the perfect gift on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and also be involved with Martha Stewart and oh, that's what I wanted to ask you about, the 22 ingredient holiday candle. Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. It's just a combination of every
uh-huh.
memory and every occasion you can think of around the Christmas tree or around the family during
wow.
the holidays. Yeah, it's really a wonderful fragrance, and it's probably the bestseller during that time of the year. It's really phenomenal, from oak and cedar wood and moss,
mm.
and it's just really, really, really incredible.
That's really
yeah.
cool that you can do that. And then also the classic collection and now the old French, design elements that you're putting into all the different candles. And, oh, by the way, your candles are soy-based, correct?
A lot of them are soy-based. A lot of them are
mm-hmm. –
you have paraffin. And but we tend to choose the best wax for the fragrance and through much testing and and trial and error, we really want to be the leaders in making sure that the fragrance really, really emits throughout the home and throughout the different rooms in the house. So, but yes, we most everything has soy in there.
It's pretty, yeah. And that, you know, I'm so silly. This is the one thing I did not ask, and I can't believe I missed this. Where do you farm your fragrances from? Do you get them from people that grow essential oils and stuff like that, or
well,
where do you find the best fragrances coming from
well,
for your
they're
candles?
They're components from mm-hmm. from all over the world, from India, mm-hmm. from France, from
wow.
Germany, from just in different places, of course, here in the U.S., but there's so much talent with the different perfumers that we discuss new fragrances with and who actually do all the mixing of the different chemicals and formulas. But one of the best experiences I had was visiting some of the French perfume houses.
Oh, I bet.
Even
markets?
Well, they are actually in Grasse where they actually produce fragrance oil and perfume, and it was
yep.
actually right next to the same place where Chanel grows many of our gardenias.
Oh, yeah. Near Provence, I think it
is.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I spent a lot of time in France, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really like the culture there. And, you know, that's where I got really, when I, as a young adult growing up, that's where I really got turned on to candles, believe it or not, was being in Europe, because going to school there, and it goes back to the old times. I mean, what did people do before electricity? They lit a candle or a kerosene lamp. I mean, you know. There you go, you know, or a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So illumination has been around for many, I mean, back to the caveman time. So you've got illumination as in your company. So that's really important. And I just am blown away with it. It's just so cool. So guys, you want to find the perfect gift. You want to find something really cool to give someone, unusual, unique, you know, just really different. Go check out Cedar France. And if you have any questions, give Carlos or Robert a call. Drop them an email. Check them out on Facebook. And also make sure to listen to this show again. And make sure to tune in this Friday. And with that, we're going to end the show with the song called You Better. And tell me a little bit about this song and why you chose it.
The reason why, well, I think Susan probably had a lot of part in that. And You're Better means, she told me once, and I heard her play this song, and it was awesome. And it's your better side. It's always, we always have our better side. So that's why it's called mm-hmm. You're Better. So it's just a beautiful song. And again, she's very soulful. So, you know,
yep.
when I'm sitting here at the office, I'm usually playing really soulful music, things that inspire me.
That's
because,
great.
You know, we always have those moments that, you know, we're bombarded mm-hmm. and overwhelmed. But this was a really great song because she just, I mean, it's in the title. It's your better side. It's your better.
Yeah, no,
so,
no, that's so cool. What is some of your favorite music that you like to listen to?
Oh, gosh, I feel so such an, like an old fogey, but I do like some of the just different classical, Latin.
I do too. So you're not
Latin.
An old fogey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic rock and roll for me, straight across the board, and then I love classical, and I love Puccini. I love operatic music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it all depends. You know, your mood. You know, but. When I heard
definitely
that song, Everything She Needs, and I read the lyrics and she sent them to me, I was just like, well, this is going to be my new theme song for my life. It's like, it's so great. There's so much empowerment in there. And so that's such a great song to open the show with because it's such high energy and
mm-hmm.
Susan is multi-talented. I can tell just by talking to her. And we will have her on the show soon. And I want to thank you so much, Carlos, for turning me on to her music because her music is great.
Wonderful.
It's really right. great stuff. Yeah, so you guys have a really good night. It's let's see, it's four. It's almost six there, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost six or seven.
It's almost six here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you guys have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Have a you know, cold drink or something on me.
You bet.
Like, and have a good day. And I want to again say this has been Holly Steffi with Red Velvet Media. Today we've had Cedar France, I've had Robert Hernandez and Carlos and I want to say your last name correctly, and you say it very, very, very neatly, so why don't you say it for us?
Okay, Carlos Platero.
Platero.
A Platero. I usually have to say
when I hear
like,
Platero, you know what it reminds me of? Plantains, my favorite dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
It actually sounds very beautiful in English, so go ahead and chop it up any way you want.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in again today, and I will catch everybody on Friday. And with that, we're going to end the song, another Susan Arbuckle song. And thank you so much, guys. Really, seriously, this has been really fun.
Wonderful.
And I look forward to talking to you very shortly.
Perfect.
And so it will be available immediately afterwards. So if you want to listen to it again, listen to yourselves. That's cool. iTunes by tonight. And here you go. Have a great day, and blessings to everybody.
let your good get in the way of your better. Don't let your head settle for less than you are due. Don't let your good get in the way of your better. Believe it, see it, work it out, and it will come to you.